USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Our Secretary of State will return to Tel Aviv today and continue his mission. Anthony Blinken made stops in Egypt and Jordan over the weekend to urge Arab nations to work together and keep the conflict from expanding and to seek a location for Gaza refugees. Speaking in Cairo yesterday, Blinken said he's making clear the United States stands with Israel while calling for additional aid to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Senator Lindsey Graham is warning Iran not to get involved in the war between Israel and Hamas. The South Carolina Republican says he plans to introduce a Senate resolution that would allow the United States to deploy troops to join Israel to knock Iran out of the oil business. Graham also relayed concerns about Hezbollah involvement from Lebanon on Israel's northern border. He said that more than 90% of the funding for Hamas and Hezbollah comes from Iran. A vote for new Speaker of the House is expected tomorrow. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will happen, but it's unclear if Jordan will gather enough votes to secure his position. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only 4 votes can be lost for Jordan to take the gavel. The vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination on Friday, with the total coming up short of the 217 needed. A stabbing in Chicago Saturday that killed a 6-year-old boy and injured his mother is being called a hate crime. The family's landlord is being charged with first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and 2 counts of a hate crime. Evidence gathered suggests the family was targeted due to their Islamic faith and the Israel-Hamas war. The suspect was taken into custody and is awaiting a court appearance. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you listening. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
3 people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. The incident prompted a mass evacuation where the fair can draw crowds of over 100,000 or more. A suspect who fled from the scene was later apprehended by police and taken into custody. Conditions for the injured are unknown. The fair reopened at 2 p.m. yesterday and is expected to run through next weekend. Democrats' 2-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote. The victory precedes 2 more red state governor elections this fall. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky is seeking a 2nd term on November 7th, and Republican Governor Tate Reeves is doing the same in Mississippi. Taylor Swift may be the savior for the movie theater industry.
Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour film grossed a whopping $39 million on Friday, October 13th, placing it alongside other blockbusters like Spider-Man No Way Home at $39.2 million and Joker at $39.4 million. The concert movie has a chance at becoming the biggest October opening of all in North America if it surpasses Joker, according to Comscore. By the end of the weekend, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour will likely become the top-grossing contemporary music concert film of all time, potentially passing Justin Bieber's Never Say Never movie, released in 2011. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.